On tonight's programme, I'll be taking a trip in bad weather from Cork to Kinsale on a newly rebuilt 100-year-old boat. It was a cold, wet and windy day last week when we set out from Cork City on a trip to Kinsale. We were on board the Island, the newly rebuilt 100-year-old ketch, which spent most of her life in the Falkland Islands as a workboat. Relaunched earlier this year, the Island is being run as a community project. And one group who's had the use for it this summer is the charity Sailing Into Wellness. As we motored out of Cork Harbour, James Ives, co-founder of Sailing Into Wellness, told me about their summer.
It's been fantastic. We had her in May for the Bones of the Month. We did some trips up, we were from Cork up to Dublin and back down to Baltimore and Kinsale. So yeah, it's been amazing. It's a new dimension to what we do using this boat. She just really lends itself to the community sailing that we do.
Tell me something about the Island, or remind me. It's been 20 years as a rebuild, but she's 100 years old.
That's right, yeah. She was built in Baltimore in 1926 and spent her whole life down in the Falkland Islands as a trading boat, inter-island trading boat. So she worked, I think she worked for the guts of 60-odd years down in the Falklands, and then a group of enthusiasts from Limerick brought her back in the 90s, and the restoration project started, nearly a 20-year project to bring her back to her life, her former glory.
Yeah, because they were funding it as they went on, raising funds, get some work done, and she finally finished this year.
Absolutely, yeah. The project was kind of stop-start as they fundraised. An amazing project, amazing workmanship that's gone into it. I mean, to have this vessel now available for community sailing in Ireland really is amazing.
Just describe her to me.
She's 56 foot overall length. She's, you know, what she's called is a gaff rig ketch, but she's an old traditional sailing ship, really, a small ship. She's got 7 sails, and in her current format, like we'd have 12 people on board. Yeah, she's a traditional sailing vessel.
What's your own involvement with it?
I'm one of the skippers, so when she's in Sailing Into Wellness use, I would skipper her, and I would be myself plus one of our crew, and we would have maybe 6 or 7 community clients or participants on board.
You went off to Greenland as well this year.
I did, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
Tell me something about that trip.
I was very lucky to get a berth on the Greenland trip. So I did the trip from Nuuk, the capital of Greenland, back to Kinsale. We had 10 days of cruising along the Greenland coast, southern Greenland. It's amazing. It's a mind-blowing country. It's vast. Just the scale of it is unbelievable. Empty, nobody there. It's 50,000 population in the whole country. So we had an amazing cruise, 10-day cruise along the Greenland coast, West Greenland, and then a 10-day passage across from Greenland to here.
Why did the island go up there?
The people who went up were a lot of the people who were really involved in the rebuild and the repatriation of the boat, and it was really her first big test as a sailing vessel, so no better way to kind of do sea trials than to something adventurous like that.
How did she get on?
Fantastic. We were lucky. The weather was very benign, and coming back we had a lovely passage, so she sailed well, handled the weather really well.
What's your own background?
Sail training is my background. We're coming into Kinsale Harbour here now. This is where I've spent the last 20 years working in the sailing industry. So I'm involved in a company here, Sovereign Sailing, and sail training tuition is kind of my background.
How big is the sailing industry in Ireland?
It's small. There's only a few individuals scraping a living out of it in Ireland. So there's a charter business here, sail training business here, but yeah, it's a small business. It's a small industry in Ireland, but it is all year round. It's 12 months of the year.
Okay. Because worldwide, and particularly in the UK, it's a huge business.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I suppose we have a small population. There's amazing potential here. A fantastic cruising ground, and it's untouched. You know, there's very few boats here, relatively speaking, compared to the UK. So yeah, it is. It's small industry here. Yeah.
Why did you decide to found Sailing Into Wellness?
Well, there's a whole story there in itself. But Colin Healy, the co-founder of Sailing Into Wellness, I got to know Colin about 4 or 5 years ago, and you know, we got thinking, talking about sailing as a recovery tool. It had been a massive part of his own recovery, and we've really, you know, built the project from there to try and share sailing as a recovery tool, really.
Why do you think it works? Because I've met people on boats and your programs before, and they really are enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, it's a unique environment. It's having people on a vessel like this, like the Island, or even on a normal cruising yacht. You're taking them out into just a totally different alien environment, and even if, you know, it can be tough out there, but even that bit of toughness is part of it. It's the shared experience that we all share out there. It can be quite a powerful tool. And the guys and girls in recovery just gives them a little bit of clarity sometimes, and slows things down, and just a positive experience in their recovery.
Because when you talk about recovery, a lot of them also would have been in prison.
Yeah. I mean, on the addiction recovery side that we work with a lot, would have come through the prison services, or would have maybe come through homelessness and living on the streets. So we just find even the more extreme ends of society that some people have come from, it's even a more profound experience at sea. It's a more powerful experience for them.
Have you had follow-up with those people? How have they got on afterwards, do you know?
Yeah, some have followed up sailing through other sail training organisations. Some have just used it as kind of a catalyst for that positive experience. Most of them are still involved in their recovery period. So yeah, I mean, it's actually something we're trying to do. We're a new project, but we're trying to have a follow-on where the clients who've been out sailing with us have a way to continue to sail, and that's kind of the next piece of what we're trying to do.
But today's crew aren't involved in Sailing Into Wellness. They're from Mehel Mara, a community group dedicated to traditional boat building in Cork city centre. For some of them, though, it was a first-time sailing experience.
My name is Siobhan Hamblin.
Siobhan, you've just come from Cork, we're down almost in Kinsale. Have you sailed much before?
I've done a little bit of sailing on the Bantry boats in France, on the Bantry boats this summer.
How did you find yourself here today?
Oh, totally enjoyed it. Yeah. Really enjoyed it.
But how come you ended up on the boat today?
How come I ended up on the boat today? Because I was invited to come with Mehel Mara. Mehel Mara are absolutely amazing. What they do for the youth in the community, they're just absolutely amazing.
I found today coming down from Cork pretty rough. How did you find it?
I loved every second of
really?
It. I really did, yeah. I'm still smiling. Yeah. I'm still smiling.
We had the wind and the rain against us the whole way.
It was fine. It was a challenge. But there's a brilliant crew here, feeling very safe.
My name is Seamus O'Brien. I'm from Mehel Mara, boat building yards inside in Cork City Centre.
Tell me something about Mehel Mara. Would you do corks?
Oh, we do a lot of corks as well, about community boat building and stuff like that we do inside there. From youth up to adult ages, yeah.
You've worked on this boat,
I did, yeah. I've worked in it over 4 or 5 year period where we met Mara, went to Old Court, and we spent the week down there, then we go back down for another week, and that went down for a few years.
What kind of work were you doing?
Well, it was all downstairs kind of work. We were fitting the frames, the keel and stuff, then the planks, and then I went to see up all the furniture being made above in the inland school in Limerick. Fabulous experience, you know.
Yeah, it took 20 years to build this boat, rebuild this boat.
But, you know, it's worth it, you know, with all the things that were behind it and stuff, and, you know, to fund it, and you could see it well, you know, it was worth every bit of it.
What type of people come into Metalmore?
Oh, we've a big, massive diversity of backgrounds, you know, from youth with disability, recovery. We have a lot of stuff coming here.
Colin Healy is co-founder of Sailing Into Wellness. As we eventually were putting into Kinsale after being hammered for hours by wind and rain, he told me about the charity.
Yeah, we just passed the Sovereigns over on the sailing ship island, and we're just bringing her back into Kinsale now. She's spent the last week or so up above in Cork.
We've just gone down. It's been as bad a day as I've been out.
Yeah, it was a bit rougher than we thought it would be, but do you know what? I always said it builds resilience in people, but it was an experience, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that long a trip, but we had the wind and the rain against us the whole way.
Yeah, and it was, you know, the seas were, there was a bit of a swell there, so it was a bit rocky, but people enjoyed it, you know.
And we're on board the island, of course. Tell me something about her.
Well, she's this amazing sail training ship that's been rebuilt down in West Cork by the Island Project from Limerick. And we're very lucky to be partnering with them so that we can deliver our sail training programs on her. She's built in 1926, and a lot of people who have a lot of interest in sailing know that she was built by a guy called Conor O'Brien, and he built it for a company in the Falklands. And it was brought back here in 1998, and the Island Project spent the last 20 years rebuilding her. So she's a gaff rig ketch, she's 7 sails, she'll sleep 11, and we intend to use her for community work.
The model that she's working on now this summer, it's not a sail training vessel per se.
No, we wanted to have more of multi-use, so that it's, you know, it's seen as, we want to do expeditions so that people can get a feel for sailing, and not just, you know, sail training, but to be actually, it's the whole community piece that we do with this. It's people come on board and they eat, sleep, live aboard, and they get involved in everything that's to do with an old ship like this.
What have you been up to now this summer, her first summer?
So this summer we've been doing some work with groups in Cork, Waterford and Dublin. And what we did was voyages of recovery. And we take groups from ports in Cork like Kinsale or Cork City or Waterford, Dublin as well, and we take them away for 2 and 3 days, and they get a liverboard experience. And they found that these are really transformative experiences for the guys that take part. And a lot of them are in recovery from poor mental health or addiction, and it has a very positive effect on their mental health.
Why is that, do you think?
I think you have to change people's environment, you know. And when you take people out onto the open sea, it has an amazing effect on them. Everything slows down, and you know, some people take to it, some people get sick. It's, you know, that's part of it. But you know, when you change someone's environment, especially when they're coming from a place of that it's been a difficult period of their life, if they're in a treatment centre, or if they've come out of a mental health facility, or they've just been going through a bad time, when you change their environment, put them into this space where they get a chance to really kind of connect with themselves, connect with their environment, connect what's around them, to see the people that are here. If you want to talk about mindfulness, this is the one place that it happens to you, because you know, you have to be present, you have to be here on the boat, because it's a living, working thing, you know.
How many groups have you had this year, can you remember?
We've had about 16 groups so far this year. Not so much, there wasn't 16 groups in this, we've had about 8 groups on the island so far this year. It's been fantastic response.
What kind of trips have you taken with them?
We've gone all up and down the east coast. We've been in Dunmore East, we've had the island up the river up the in Arklow. It's gone into a pontoon, so it's an amazing vessel that we can get in and out of the smaller Irish ports. So, and you know, that way that we can bring the island to any port in Ireland, you know.
What else do you do with sailing into wellness? You're just not just on the island.
No, well, we do day sailing programs. We're very lucky that we have the support of the yacht clubs around the country, Houghton, Dunleary, and the RCYC in Kinsale. And what we do is we do day programs on day boats, like 1720s, J80s, and we train people up in the skills of sailing. And what we do, and then we bring them on to something like the island or onto yachts and take them away for these overnight experiences. And that's where people get to really appreciate, you know, nature, the environment, and what we do.
And you don't own boats. You don't need to own boats.
No, because, you know, there's enough of boats. Like the Island Project, they've built this, and, you know, they want us to run the community work with it. And, you know, there's enough of boats out there that in the yacht clubs and everything. We can use their boats.
People come to you, give you their boats to use.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the Crosshaven are very good to us. Houghton Yacht Club are very good to us. Dunleary, very good. You know, and we can use their 1720s, and, you know, we use their facilities, and it's, you know, for them, again, it's about social inclusion. It's about, you know, being for the sport to be more inclusive.
What's your plan now for the winter?
After the winter, it's just we're expanding. You know, we want to bring it more up the west coast of Ireland. The island allows us to do a bit more work. In the sense that we can bring it to different ports, and you know, we want to scale what we do.
How did you get involved in this yourself, or why did you decide to found it?
Like, I'm in recovery myself. I spent, you know, 20 years battling addiction and poor mental health. I spent time in the psychiatric services, and you know, I found sailing to be this kind of that change of environment, that transformative experience. And I just thought, you know, we need to be doing more. We're taking people out of that clinic situation or that medical model, and try to get them to connect with what's around them. You know, it's very simple. You know, like the skills that you lose with, you know, when an episode in your life where it could be poor mental health or addiction, you lose the skills of you know, communication. Yeah. Simple things, you know, and resilience, and you know, you need to build resilience in yourself to be able to cope with life, you know, and that's where we're falling down, you know.
My name is John Welsh, and I work with Metalmara for the last year, so making Corks, very, very enjoyable, and this is my first time actually out sailing.
Is it?
Very first.
You
time.
Picked a day.
I did pick a marvellous day.
Yeah. It was pretty rough.
It was. But we've survived it and very enjoyable. It's nice to be with a good group of people, you know.
Tell me something about what you do in Metalmara and why you joined there.
I joined there because I always, well, I kind of love timber work anyway, but I always wanted to build a boat. I know how to do it. So, we went
in. Don't have a background in it, no?
I have a carpenter joiner by trade. But I was away from it for a long time, so wanted to get back to it, and I heard about Metalmara, so I decided to say hello to the lads and do the men's shed first, and then got introduced to the workshop, and then they said might be a course going, so I said, right, I'd take it. So I'm there about a year now.
What? Tell me something about the course.
It's a sea scheme, you know, and it's kind of like a 4 half-day scheme. You know, I suppose it's part social welfare, and then you just get a little bit extra to do the scheme. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it starts you up again. It gets you up and started again, you know, which is nice. It gives you it just gets you back into the workforce again, you know.
What projects are you working on in there?
Well, I'm doing a 14-foot racer at the moment. That's a special design for a gentleman, one of the customers. So he's making it specially for himself. But there's usually standard measurements, there's usually standard plans for all the Corks. We go to a set plan. So, but everyone in the Corks are different, you know what I mean? Because it goes by the shape of the timber when you steam bend it, and you're nearly sighting it through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So everyone is going to be different. There's no boat the same.
How long is that course, and what do you plan to do afterwards?
Well, not sure yet, but I'd love to stay working in some shape or form with Metalmara, and maybe keep making them, you know? But I'd love to stay involved in it, you know?
tell me something about your experience today. I've personally found it kind of rough.
Well, it did, because I actually got seasick. Yeah. So, yeah, I did. No, for a first experience. But it's good, sure. I mean, I can imagine how good, how nice to be on a nice day. So we're definitely putting the deep end, you know. So I didn't think how I'd fare out, to be honest, because I even get motion sickness in the car. So I don't know why I did this, but I enjoyed it. I'm glad I did, you know.
Your first time sailing?
First time sailing. Very first time. But very enjoyable.
I'm Frances Lynch, and I'm a volunteer with Mehalmara.
How did you join? How did you come to join Mehalmara?
I heard about them years ago. I can't actually remember. And I started working with them with the Fionnbarra, which is a banter longboat, and helping with rowing and sailing on that.
What do you do with them now?
When Fionnbarra is in the water, I help out with Fionnbarra. I do a bit of curragh rowing. I'm spending less and less time really with them at the moment, but hopefully next year now we'll get our boat Fionnbarra has been out of the water, and hopefully it'll be back next year, and we'll do a few trips and get a lot more rowing done.
Tell me something about Mehalmara, because a lot of the people here today are from that group.
Yeah, it's a fantastic organisation in the middle of Cork City, building curraghs and building all kinds of boats, doing boat repairs and teaching people skills to do with boating and stuff, and it's a great organisation. It's great to be involved with them.
Is it voluntary?
Well, from my point of view, it is, yeah, completely. And there's a lot of people to do a lot of voluntary work with them.
How did you find today? Was rough enough?
Yeah, it was very rough, and we kept thinking the rain was going to stop. Kept looking like it might stop, and it didn't. Pelted rain all day, and it was very rough. But we're here now, tucked in. It's nice.
My name is Shane Murphy. Row with Naoimh Óga Corcaigh, the Curragh Club in Cork. I'm just here as a guest today.
We've come down from Cork, pretty rough day.
It was pretty rough, put it mildly, yeah. But it's exciting.
Yeah. Just describe the kind of day we had.
Well, it's a bit like being in a washing machine, I think, is probably the best way to describe it, moving in every direction at the same time.
Yeah, in a cold wash.
In a cold wash and rain and the wind and the grey in, but it was exhilarating. Yeah.
Tell me something about that and about Mehalmara.
Well, Mehalmara was started about 23, 24 years ago now, as a way to preserve the art of building Naoimh Ógas, the West Kerry curraghs. And it developed since then into a more kind of a social programme where they do all sorts of programmes for disadvantaged people and so on, and it's got quite big now.
Colin, as well as people in recovery, you've had what you call separated children here as well.
Yeah, we were working with a group called the Yes Project in Dublin, and these are kids coming from war-torn countries, you know, and you know we were aware that, you know, some of these kids would have come across on, you know, inflatables across the Mediterranean and on these horrible ships, but they were amazing. We brought them. We actually had the island in Pool Beg. It was the first time it was after its first voyage up the coast, and we brought them down just to have a look around the boat and to introduce them to us, so that they knew what we were going to be doing with them. We did a program with them in Dunleary.
Who were these kids?
They were kids from Sudan, Afghanistan, Albania. You know, there's one young fellow there. He was getting the train every day from Mullingar to Dublin to go to school, and he's the first in the door. You know, it's just amazing what they've been through to be so involved and wanting to get involved. We brought them down here and they were climbing the ratlines here, and they were just blown away by it. And they, you know, the staff came back to us afterwards when we did the programme in Dunleary, and they were going, you know, they really, really enjoyed it. And they were actually there first thing in the morning, ready to go. The mornings we were doing the programme in Dunleary, they were blown away by it, you know. Yeah. We were blown away by them, you know. They were so grateful for a start, you know, but willing to learn and get involved, you know. Amazing. Really amazing.
After a rough trip, a few of us were pretty happy to finally put into Kinsale. And as we did, James told me what the future of the island is for the next couple of years.
She was always built to be a community project, a community sailing project. She's got a strong Limerick focus when she was being rebuilt, and that's slowly becoming a national focus now. So she's here for the Irish community, a wide variety of community projects. But the underlying idea is to bring people out and experience sailing that wouldn't normally have access to the sea. Yeah. So hopefully next year she'll be plying her trade with community sailing around the whole coast of Ireland.
And you plan to formalise the way you have crew and the way people are trained to run the crew. How are you going to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like with using a boat like the Island, we need to have a mix of a professional crew and a voluntary element as well. So we're building a voluntary programme where people who have the right personality, mentality, experience can come and volunteer and spend some time with us on the island. So we'll always have one berth available as a volunteer berth or trainee berth on the boat.
When are you going to start that? If somebody decides they want to volunteer, how do they go about it?
Well, people could start contacting us now, but we're making plans for next season. So she'll be sailing again from March or April. So we're talking to some partners in the UK about how they've built their volunteer program, and we're going to build it up over the winter with some training, sort of alongside training, and then get people to know, get to know the boat. Yeah, so contact us. Yeah, Sovereign or Sailing Into Wellness. Yeah.
And you can find more information about Sailing Into Wellness on their website, sailingintowellness.ie.